to order. It is currently 4:53 on Thursday, March 12, 2026, and we're here in room 120. Please mute your cell phones today. Members present include Representative Holland, Representative Himshute, Vice Chair Representative Story, and myself, Chair Carrick. We will likely have more members joining us shortly, and we do have a quorum to conduct business. Our record secretary is Cecilia Miller, and our moderator from the Juno LIO is Renzo Moises. Our committee aide today is my staff, Stuart Relay. Thank you all for helping today. On today's agenda, we have just two items. We will be taking up public testimony on House Bill 295 on PFD eligibility for pilots from Representative McCabe. Following that, we will hear amendments and take action on House Bill 221, establishing an Arts and Culture Day, from Representative Hall. At this time, I'd like to just start by apologizing to those who might be online for public testimony for House Bill 295 and for our delay of start today. At this time, House Bill 295 is before us, and we are going to open public testimony. And I see no one in the room to testify on House Bill 295. Is there anyone online to testify on House Bill 295? Do we have Bruce Sherry, the pilot association from Anchorage? Okay. We may have had somebody, and what we might do today is just keep public testimony open on this bill due to our very late start, so that we could potentially bring that back up on our next hearing. So seeing no further public testimony, we will again leave public testimony open at this time, and we will set House Bill 295 aside. Brief at ease. This time we will come to our second item on the agenda, House Bill 221 from Representative Hall, if she would like to join us at the table. We had our first hearing on this bill on Tuesday of this week, and at this time we are going to take up amendments on House Bill 221. I do want to note that my office consulted with the bill sponsor's office, who has also consulted with some of our statewide partners on this issue, and after discussion have come up with a date change, and maybe just in the opening discussion, if Representative Hall, as the sponsor, would like to kind of summarize the discussion thus far before we get to the amendments.
Thank you, Chair Carrick, and good afternoon, members of the State Affairs Committee. For the record, my name is Carolyn Hall. I represent House District 16, which is West Anchorage. The bill aims to establish an Arts and Culture Day for all of Alaska. As we know, and as we went through a couple days ago in the last hearing, arts and culture span a millennia in Alaska, and it spans many mediums, everything from the earrings that someone might be wearing to an artifact that was unearthed from 10,000 years ago. Arts and culture are incredibly important to our state and the many communities in which we live. And so the bill in its current form aims to designate June 21st as Arts and Culture Day. And with that, Madam Chair, that concludes my remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hall. And I'd like to note that Representative McCabe has joined us. I'd also like to note that Ben Brown with the Alaska State Council on the Arts is also joining us today. I'm going to just take another very brief at ease. Is back on the record, and we were just having a brief discussion about previous items on the agenda. We are still under House Bill 221, the Arts and Culture Day. We do, having concluded those opening remarks, we do have a few amendments on this legislation. The first amendment was going to be offered by Representative Vance, and just due to competing scheduling requirements this late in the afternoon, she's not able to join us at this time. So we will not be hearing that amendment. And that will bring us to amendment number two, also known as A.2, from my office. I'm not going to be offering this amendment at this time. in lieu of a conceptual amendment to be offered in a moment. And at this time, too, I would also like to ask Mr. Ben Brown to come to the table. And prior to offering a conceptual amendment, just offer you an opportunity to put yourself on the record and offer any comments on the bill or the amendment process thus far.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am Ben Brown. I'm the chairman of the Alaska State Council on the Arts. If I may, through the chair, I'd like to wish Representative Hemshute a happy birthday.
Through the chair, it is actually Einstein's birthday on Saturday, Pi Day. It's not actually today, but I will take all the well wishes I can get. Thank you very much. But everybody eat pie on Saturday. Thank you.
To continue, Madam Chair, so we're very grateful that the House State Affairs was able to get together today after the floor session and that we're here to continue talking about House Bill 221. After the hearing on Tuesday, I was able to confer, Madam Chair, with Representative Hall and her staff about alternatives to doing it on the 21st of June when, as we heard from you, things are so busy, not just in Fairbanks, but in Homer and Big Lake, in Sitka, in Anchorage, everywhere across the Great Land, people are out having a good time on the 21st of June. And so we wouldn't want to compete and put ourselves in a position of not lifting up arts and culture on a day when people are already lifting up everything wonderful about Alaska. So we returned to the concept of sometime in the fall, specifically the month of October, which is federally designated as National Arts and Humanities Month. As I mentioned on the record on Tuesday, it's also the month where we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day / Columbus Day, Alaska Day, and it's when the Alaska Federation of Natives has its annual convention. So it's a busy month, so we havered towards earlier rather than later. And I do want to thank Representative Vance in absentia through the chair for thinking about a day in September that was also in the fall. The committee had expressed some desire to do this when students are in school because arts and culture are such a vital part of our educational process. And when we share those with young Alaskans, the earlier we share that with them, the better their lives are and everyone's lives are. So thinking about it, we thought, well, a school day would be good. So it wouldn't be a numeric designation, but it would be a day of the week when young people would be in school. And we thought maybe about Wednesday, the first Wednesday in October, wouldn't crowd out those other days in October. But then we discovered there is already a designated day on the first Wednesday of the month. And then we also realized First Friday is a very big arts activity in so many communities around Alaska, certainly here in Juneau, where I've lived since not 2001, but, you know, going back to my youth, even in Anchorage and Palmer, they do the Friday fling there near the depot. So we thought maybe the first Friday in October would be a suitable compromise that wouldn't compete with another first day of the week in October that would be in our Arts and Humanities Month. And kids would be in school, but they'd be about to get out for the weekend. And so it kind of has all the attributes that we think is perfect for this day, and it seems like that's a good consensus. So that's where we are, and the Alaska State Council on the Arts supports that conceptual amendment.
Thank you. I think before we go any further, let me go ahead and offer the conceptual amendment. Thank you for the summary. So I move conceptual amendment number one, which on page one, line one, deletes June 21 and inserts the first Friday of every October. And on page one, line six, deletes June 21 and inserts the first Friday of October. And I will go ahead and object for discussion and just state that I really appreciated the opportunity to work with the bill sponsor's office and similarly through with the State Council on the Arts to identify a date that is during the school year, during a school day, since it's a rotating date, but it's a Friday every time, we'll have that opportunity to always be offered events and other activities during the school. Does not compete with any calendar dates. Essentially satisfies some of the discussion ideas and requirements that the committee had at our last hearing. And I would also ask the bill sponsor if she has any comment here, if she wants to weigh in.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think this is a wonderful compromise and it makes a lot of sense. And I appreciate the ongoing dialogue to find a day that best meets the needs of most Alaskans and especially our youth so that we can teach them the importance of art culture.
Thank you, Representative Hall. Is there any discussion on conceptual amendment number three or one? Sorry. Representative Hall.
Great. Thank you. Through the chair to the bill sponsor, I am in support of the conceptual amendment and appreciate this solution. I just want to note that in doing a little bit of digging into the question of dates, and I did a post on Facebook and asked friends, you know, what did they think about this? And I did a little bit of research and learned about the October month and so on. I didn't get a whole lot of feedback, but you know, one of the things that came out of those discussions is just a recognition that we continue to put a lot of expectations on our teachers and our schools. And having another day is just one more thing. And I think this is a very positive thing that we're asking our schools to do at a time when we're also struggling with, are we going to fund education? And are we asking teachers to do one more thing on top of everything else we do? So I am in full support of this. And I think doing it on a first Friday, which does have kind of an arts flavor, is a brilliant solution of tying it together with the community focus of first Friday, of the national focus of recognition. But in doing this, I just want us to recognize that we continue to ask so much of teachers and our students that I hope that this leads to us recognizing that we need to provide them more support so that they can make the most of this day and make this real and make it meaningful and have it impact. So thank you for coming up with this suggested date. I think it's a good solution, and I'm happy to support it.
Madam Chair, may I?
Yeah, Representative Hall.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Holland, thank you very much for those comments. And I agree when it comes to, you know, just additional requirements that we're imposing on our schools and our teachers, especially when there's already a burdensome workload on them. I would like to point out for the record that I'm on page one of the bill on line six, the word may be observed. The word may is in there. So there are no requirements associated with this bill. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And I think Mr. Brown maybe also has a comment.
Yes, if I may, Madam Chairman, thank you so much, Representative Holland, through the chair, for those comments. I just would point out, and I don't have time to do a deep dive into all the programs that we have at the Alaska State Council on the Arts, but our education programs are the ones that have grown the most since I was first appointed by Governor Murkowski back in 2004. And that's through our partnerships with the Rasmussen Foundation and Margaret A. Cargill Philanthropies, who give us over half of our budget comes in non-governmental monies. And almost all of those funds support education, arts and education programs. So it's certainly something that I've been pleased to be part of growth, and I'd like to see it continue to grow. And maybe there's an opportunity to leverage more non-governmental money for arts and education purposes as a result of this. So we'll I'm sure my arts education program director's thinking more work for me, but it's a brilliant observation. So thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chair Story.
Thank you. Through the chair, I too am in support of this bill. It makes me think about some of our districts, just a suggestion. Some of our districts have art specialists. I know we used to have three art specialists in the Juneau School District. Now we're down to one. We modeled it after Fairbanks's art specialist program. And what they do, as you probably know, is they develop art kits. And so the art teacher has a model, and the classroom teachers can check out these art kits and do it with their students. So it might be a nice partnership. I know the Arts Council works closely with the school districts, but I would think maybe talking with the Alaska Council of School Administrators, some group like that, and seeing if somehow the council couldn't come up with like an art kit and help the district participate more fully in the day. There's lots of options, and we're so fortunate that we have a lot of people in support of the arts in the state of Alaska, and it would be great to have an art kit focused on Arts and Cultural Day as a model. Thank you for allowing me those comments.
Thank you, Vice Chair Story. Is there any additional discussion on the conceptual amendment? Seeing none, I'm going to remove my objection. And seeing no further objection, conceptual amendment number one is adopted. So this brings us back to the underlying House Bill 221. And I think a lot of great comments have been stated. Are there any additional discussion on the bill? Seeing none, I'll just also offer, I really appreciate Representative Holland's comments about the burden on schools. And I also recognize Representative Hall's comments about may versus shall. And also just that the bill itself includes community groups, public and private agencies, and individuals. So in this case, it's include schools, but it's not limited to schools. And I think the point from Representative Holland is really valid, however, about the need for increased funding for arts and culture education and helping support those activities. And I don't see any further discussion on the bill. So at this time, I would entertain a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the House State Affairs Committee pass House Bill 221, also known as 34-LS0957 /A, as amended with individual recommendations, attach fiscal notes, and authorizing legal services to make any necessary technical and conforming changes.
And seeing and hearing no objection, House Bill 221 has passed the House State Affairs Committee. Please stick around after committee to sign the paperwork. This does conclude House State Affairs for today. And our next meeting is on Tuesday, March 17th at 3:15 here in room 120. Our agenda currently for the meeting is as follows. We will again take back up House Bill 295 on PFD eligibility from Representative McCabe with concluding public testimony. We will also hear again HB 189 on PFD convictions from Representative Mears and conclude on Tuesday with first hearing on HB 214 from Representative Galvin on proof of insurance. And with no further business before the committee, we are adjourned at 5:11 p.m.